Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report, and we have Gary Richard Arnold here. And Gary, we have lots to talk about today. I'd like you to kind of start off. We have a lot of letters. Actually, what I'm going to do tomorrow, because there's so many pictures and it's hard to post them up on our link at Deagle Network with all the beautiful pictures and the connections you have, we're going to do some videos on Sunday. And if you're a live stream member and you can become one free, easy, you just go to our live stream account on Deagle Network and sign up, and you'll get a notice when we're going to go live, which will be around 1 o'clock. We also have some plans to do some video tomorrow with Robert Newman running for Republican candidate for governor for California and John W. Springs. So we're doing a couple of videos, plus I'm also doing some videos now. I've decided to do some videos on some protocol videos. And those protocols will be posted everywhere. They're free. You're going to be able to look at them. They're not going to be the entire complete one over at our wellness protocols, which is $9.95 a month to get the full thing, but there'll be a brief video that'll describe some of the key issues about the different protocols. So, Gary, let's start from the top of some of the amazing emails you sent me today. As I say, let's put it this way. I'll just be a little sarcastic here. If you were a dog, you'd be a bloodhound and a cadaver dog. You'd find all the dead bodies. How's that?
Bodies involved in occult accumulation of power, that's for sure.
So let's start from the top. Tell us about some of the stories you have.
Okay. Well, we have a group in the Monterey Bay area. It's called Freedom Forum. And we invited a Dennis Zaniga, I think his name is, and he prides himself on being the cure for America's problems, and one of them includes term limitations, and you know, there's just so much evidence and so forth on that that's bad, that you know, the poor people we elect, even if as sincere as they are, it takes a while for them to know where things are coming from. And immediately when they're elected, they're yanked into whether it's the California League of Cities or whatever position they arrive at, whether it's a clerk or the local city finance person or the city manager. They all have associations that grab them and deep dip them in globalism. And that was put together decades ago, you know, close to 60, 70 years now, by Marshall Field and Rockefeller at their University of Chicago. They created over 24 different unions or associations that exist today and are either backed by foundations, and a lot of the foundations. One of the other ways that we lose our power is all these groups that pretend that they're doing civic work. you know, you get the Panetta Institute or Rockefeller Foundation, German Marshall Fund. They send in paid interns to work alongside the legislators. And, of course, before they're sent, their heads are screwed on, so they have a globalist outlook. And
right.
So the representative that's representing you and me, we might be able to meet him at a party one time where we might shake hands and talk to him for 30 seconds. These people are supplanted by people that are working on them day and night. And in addition, each of those interns are, you know, remaking reports and receiving information on how, you know, how to best be a good administrator and civil servant. So, you know, we really have a big task ahead of us. One of the other things this person wants to do is have a representative for every 50,000 Americans, as originally stated in the Constitution. So, their argument is that if you have a small enough district and you keep them in your district, they won't be influenced. But I can't think of anything that would be more advantageous to a coup in Washington where all the administrators and bureaucrats and funded, you know, power people, that the consultants and the lobbyists and the chiefs of staff run the thing anyway.
Yeah, well, what you're summarizing and what you're saying is the term limits are designed to transfer power to administrators that are permanently in their office.
Exactly.
And the administrators have been sheep-dipped to be globalists working with ICLEI and the United Nations, so they transfer powers to the transnational trillionaires and billionaires that run the world.
Thank you. You cut that to the chase. And virtually every city and county in the United States belongs to a council of governments. And here it's called AMBAG, Association of Monterey Bay Area Governments, down in Southern California. It's the Southern California Association of Governments. They all have contracts, virtually all, or they adopt programs wholesale from ICLEI, and ICLEI is a front for the United Nations and World Bank. So local Soviets are expanding all the time. They are the ones in which the cities and counties are transferring power. And just as Henry Kissinger was talking years ago, you know, about UN troops taking over, you know, this back at the Bilderberger meeting over, oh, this is what, 20, 30 years ago, at a Bilderberger meeting, Henry Kissinger said, "Today, Americans would be outraged if UN troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow, they'll be grateful. This is especially true if they were told there was an outside threat beyond whether real or promulgated, that it threatened their very existence. It is then all people of the world will pledge with the world leaders to deliver them from this evil. The one thing man fears is the unknown. When presented with this scenario, individual rights will willingly be relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted to them by their world government." Quote, unquote, Henry Kissinger.
What kind of scenarios are they talking about? A staged alien invasion, a danger of an apophysis, asteroid coming by Earth, a world financial collapse, a geoclimatic disaster. What are they expecting? What are they using to be a tool for this globalist takeover?
Well, we saw some of those choices in the report from Iron Mountain. And both in the report for Iron Mountain and as Henry Kissinger says here, that it can be real or promulgated. And we look at the Brown Berets, we look at the groups called Indivisible, the Black Lives Matter, that are fully funded by Ford and Rockefeller, the same people that came up with these quotes. And, you know, Kissinger belonged to all of them. Bilderberger, Trilat, CFR, you know, I mean, he's totally dipped in this. So they're the same people that are funding, you know, the crisis that can be used at any time or create enough chaos that they can use the deep state to take out people here and there and blame it on the dopes in the street. But they're up to no good in every place, everywhere, including the three-piece suited Federal Reserve. Like you said, it could be financial, and they could take it down tomorrow and create this uncertainty and panic in the American people. And of course, it will be the regional agencies or the UN, and our troops have been, you know, doing practices with other countries around the world.
Let me use a little, I call it imagineering. That's a term used by Disney to imagine his monorail and his Disney Corporation sites before he died of cancer back now. It must be 40 years ago when Disney died. Okay, so let's imagine here 2030. In 2030, everybody won't just have a cell phone. They'll have a helmet or a band that allow them to bidirectionally interface with supercomputers, which the cell phone companies are saying will happen in 5 to 7 years. You'll have robots and AI replacing most blue-collar jobs in the Western world. You'll have autonomous vehicles that will fly, and you'll have not only a highway but a skyway where these autonomous vehicles using 5G network can land on your front lawn or your driveway and take you to your appointment, landing on the roof of the building, and you come down the elevator to your appointment. We'll have a system where all currencies will be unified under one system, and it won't just be Facebook and Twitter. It'll all be unified under one system where everything you do, say, and everything, it will be actually recorded in a live supercomputer array called the Virtual World Project, where you can't do any transactions legally otherwise other than are monitored by the world financial system to prevent further collapse, which just happened previously by design. That's the world of 2030. Does that sound familiar?
That is. Missing one part, we'll get to.
I know, there's more stuff to it. Back in a moment. Looking at one of your things that we'll talk about on Sunday, it shows Ted Cruz. You've got some other letters we'll go back to. Oh, you've got a big file. It says Trevor Loudon retweeted Ted Cruz. This is, I think, of Texas, the senator.
Yes.
Why are Obama White House alums accusing Israel of fabricating evidence with no basis and no facts to support? I understand they're desperate to defend the failed Iran deal, but reflexively accusing the Jewish state of fraud follows sadly a long historical pattern of baseless slander. Now, you have to understand, this is in reference to the water that was sprayed on this child in this town, Duma, in Syria, where, in fact, it was conventional warfare going on to clear out the last of the rebels, and there was no chemical weapons involved whatsoever. That's been well proven by independent evaluation.
That's been proven all over, and it even caused...
Why would Ted Cruz retweet...
helmets out of there. So.
Why would Trevor Loudon say this, and then Ted Cruz retweets it? You know, come on, Ted. Stop trying to pretend to be a globalist and that you're all-knowing. You're an idiot. Okay? So he tried to become president before, retweeting something like this, Trevor Loudon saying that Israel's, you know, lily-white, they're not doing bad things. For example, and I'm going to give you a concrete example. We know that Hamas is going to do crazy things and put 40,000 people on the border. But you don't need to use lethal weapons. I happen to know, and you won't see this on Fox News, the Canadian doctor and his colleague who's helping him with the injured people at the border was shot in the head and died. And you won't hear this on the news. The Israelis could have easily used things like LRAD cannon and non-lethal technology to make sure that no one crosses the border or causes any harm. But they didn't. Besides Hamas, and there were mainly Hamas people that died there, which is stupid, because it's usually a young, indoctrinated young, stupid people in the open-air prison called Gaza Strip. But they should use this non-lethal technology. And the fact is, they were protesting weeks before the Americans moved their embassy to Jerusalem. And then they're saying, well, Hamas said it was due to, you know, the fact is it's their capital. It's not their capital. It's the capital of the secular state. It's not a religious state. It wasn't accepted by the previous president of the United States that actually signed the accord to allow the existence of Israel. It was the U.S. president. And then when they tried to make it a religious state, he wouldn't agree to it. People know that, right? Truman.
Right.
So people have to take the blame from several things. Firstly, the media for twisting the story so that they can embarrass the state of Israel, but Israel should have enough sense not to use lethal weapons. And secondly, we need to understand that Hamas has been getting money from us, tax money, to pay for those who kill Israelis and other people even visiting the country, including Americans. But that money's only been starting to be cut off by Donald Trump. And he said, I'm not going to pay money to Hamas. Yeah, Hamas shouldn't exist anymore. Why are we negotiating with them? And why did Israel withdraw from the Gaza Strip to let Hamas take full reign over it? I mean, this is, you know, very ridiculous. And, of course, the people there are suffering inside it. Most of the money goes to corrupt politicians inside the Palestinian state, they call it.
Right.
Or I call open air.
The United States is equivalent of turning over the Gaza Strip with our sanctuary cities in Sanctuary, California. It's the exact same thing because immigration is it's weaponized. This is not people looking for a safe place to live.
Yeah, no, I've got a rational
a constitution in their own language and sent back to their own country to create freedom there by themselves. We're attacking the tyrants by taking, you know, the people that should be fighting them and the people they don't want that are either mentally ill or have some other, you know, detrimental illness that will help bankrupt us even more.
Right. Well, here's the thing. What they've done in Europe is what they want to do to America. They have flooded the country with people of lower, not only social intelligence, not just native intelligence, but social intelligence. So we're importing people from, as I mentioned with my son Matthew on Wednesday, people from the Middle Ages or even before into Europe, which is dropping the collective social consciousness of Europe. And Europe is already financially suffering, so it's very likely to break up, or we could see the rise of totalitarianism to try to allow some economy to survive. So I'm very concerned about that. Do you see also the rise of Turkey, who wants to be a full member of the European Union, which could be very catastrophic to have a dictator maniac running a large section of the economy, because most people don't realize a lot of the workers that come into the other nations in Europe are Turks. People, you know, taxi drivers in Germany, whatever, bricklayers, steel workers, you name it, if you go to Germany or other countries, a lot of them are Turks. Now, they're not just Turks, they're also people.
Religion is really a political movement, and so
right.
They're radicalized automatically. And when the Hispanics from Central and South America come to the United States, the ones that meet them at the border and before they even get in here are the ACLU. And the ACLU is run by Anthony Romero, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, whose whole objective is to create a world government, destroy national sovereignty, and create a North American Union. The plan has been articulated, and we're sats for allowing any of these city councils or county supervisors to get away with what they're getting away with.
Right.
Have the knife under our throat right now. And
if
they're off their sofa, they're going to get their throats slit.
Well, I saw that coming back and forth with the director of HHS, Health and Human Services, and she was responding to the fact that when an illegal comes to the U.S. border, their children is taken away. Now, I think we could have a more humane system, but they're actually moving them onto military bases. We actually have civil detention camps, and it's my feeling we need two things. We need a multi-pronged approach to immigration, and I'll get laid out as to what, and I'll talk about this tomorrow because I don't see the systematic analysis of what we have here. The globalists want to get rid of borders, okay? And Canada tries to pretend that they're actually such a socially open country. They're not. Because we've been tight, Canada's been swamped, and they're blaming us for the massive influx of Central Americans into Canada, not America. They just keep on going. Here's what the solution is. Number one, we need a Bracero 2 work program. And people that are coming into the country in Bracero 2 should be tracked. In other words, whether you have a tracker, anklet, or whatever, you don't just get released into society and you work at specific industries. So that if you go to work and say, picking fruit in Northern California in the Central Valley, that's where you stay. You stay in facilities where you're not just going to the local cities and going off selling drugs or doing violence. Number two, we need a system where states and industries put a request in each year for the kind of technical and expertise or even low-tech stuff like picking fruit and so on they need. And those people are brought in on work visas, and the work visas don't allow you to stay after your visa because 60 to 70% of the people just overstay their visa. They don't come across the wall. They just overstay their visa. The third aspect,
way that American citizens that are already here have a
first dib on those jobs.
The shoulder and work themselves.
Right, so that's the first dib. The second thing is, Mike Rowe talked about this. We have 6 million jobs that people are not trained. We need to change our schools, not to harden them just against violence. There's another 10 people that died here in Texas with a gun shooting this morning, and they found pipe bombs and pressure cooker bombs, just like they did with Klebold and Harris back in Columbine when the first kid shot, Mark Taylor, was my patient back in 1999. So we need to have a system set up so we weed out people, and if they do want to apply here for humanitarian relief, which is way overdone, they need to prove it, and if not, they need to be in a Bracero work tool program, and they don't get citizenship or the ability to be used by political pawns, by, say, the Democrats, to get votes to control and get back into power. That needs to happen.
That's the top suggestion when we get back.
Yeah, sounds good.
Were you born before?
I was laying out with the immigration plan, and I think you have a few ideas to throw in there as well in the ring. We're going to talk about this with Robert Newman tomorrow because there's another guy, Cox, who's actually trying to run as a Republican representative for governor. Those are the only two I would consider for the state of California. And by the way, California is a linchpin, which is why they're trying to destroy California. Even though the economy has done well, even under, Brown, the fact is the regulations are squelching the economy, would grow even more. There should be some kind of, price or rate control so that the housing is a reasonable price, and also reduce the regulations so they can actually get housing rebuilt. For example, in Northern California where the fires were, instead of cleaning up the area, they're actually making regulations so tough it's hard for people to even rebuild in the areas that were burned out. So this state is run by a bunch of maniacs. They put a little law out there for green energy to make sure you had any new home construction had to have solar panels. That's crazy. No public discussion or input of what's a smart idea to do. I'm amazed at this state. This is a mess. And it's done because of ICLEI and the United Nations and globalists. That they know if they can break the back of California, and our state is the fifth largest economy on the entire planet. Our economy of California is bigger than all of Europe. Did you know that?
Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, which isn't seen, is all those commitments to all the pensions that are huge. It's trillions of dollars.
And by the way, those commitments to pensions are all owned by Caltrans. And Caltrans, the majority of their stocks are invested in bonds and derivatives and foreign stocks in other countries. So if the world economy crashes, all those people with guaranteed so-called pensions are not guaranteed. And what I'm worried about is that there's actually like a fuse being lit, like the old Western, like, and the fuse is burning, and they want to blow up the economy because what they have in the wings waiting is the Matrix, the virtual world project, where they have total control, and there's no such a thing as a physical money kind of stuff in your mattress or gold you can use for exchange. But we have care for our gold and cryptocurrencies, and this freaks out the globalists. They don't want separate currencies, which is why we just discovered this yesterday. We're on the show talking about it, that the Goldman Sachs and their other cohorts have actually been pushing and put $3 billion to start with in cryptonizing the American dollar. So, and it won't be so it'll be real nice and you'll be independent. No, it'll be under total control of a new weaponized dollar where they eventually make physical currency illegal, just like when they grabbed all our gold.
It was a black market under Soviets and Hitler that kept resistance alive. The black market is a true free market. So if you're dealing with digital data, they're the ones that control the digital data. You won't be able to.
Yeah, that's why when people say a nuclear war will be the future. No, the future, as I was saying in 2030, isn't just the collapse of the economy, but the move toward the mark of the beast and the virtual world project. Now, I've given my testimony on this, and it's very shocking to people, but I took care of employees at the Virtual World Project, a Army node at Schriever Air Force Base. And the most powerful country on Earth for cyber mapping of the planet, including GPS coordinates, which is in Colorado Springs, is America. And I disagree with Dr. Bob Thiel thinking that the rise of Europe become the superpower. Europe is a sick old man. It'll take many decades for Europe to rise to become a financial or a computing powerhouse like America. It's not going to happen. So Europe, basically, from what I can see, is trying to struggle away from the European currency control system. They're not doing well. And, in fact, their fights on this are probably going to fail. That's what I see. Now, it may make the people of Europe very upset and very dramatic, but they don't have military power to project like, you know, America, 700-plus bases. Russia has at least nuclear weapons. Europe has basically got a tiny amount relatively to Russia or China or America or even Afghanistan. People don't realize Afghanistan is the third or fourth nuclear power after Israel. So where I see things going is the powers that be are trying to collapse the economy, trying to push us slowly into the matrix, and they have the dialectic of push-pull left and right to make sure we think we don't understand what's going on. For example, Donald Trump authorized the 5G network. He did some good things. Last week, he authorized better pricing on drugs, and today he's actually going to authorize to get rid of federal funding for abortion. But on the other hand, what's going on behind the scenes, his tax bill basically repatriated corporations to come to America, back to America, but not to pay tax. And the trickle down to the average worker is, yeah, there may be a few more jobs for now because they've repatriated the corporations, but it doesn't mean that money is going to be mainly reinvested in America and building new economy, new production tool, die, whatever, or high-speed rail, or whatever. And we don't have health care. It's an obscenity that the most advanced nation in the world does not have guaranteed health care like ancient Israel. And I'm talking about health care without insurance, healthcare without malpractice, and without state licensure, national licensure, not by a government agency, and I want no so-called public policy or protocol saying this is how you have to practice or you'll be considered a violator of public policy and therefore go to jail or get your license sanctioned. That needs to actually change totally so we have a system set up so that we have rational, rapid immigration based on what cities, towns, and industry wants, number one. And Americans should get first dibs on either retraining for those 6 million jobs like Mike Rowe before we even allow immigrants to grab them. It's an insane system we have in America, and we don't even count people beyond their 6 months of unemployment because they're no longer in the unemployment statistics. So these statistics that Trump and everybody is quoting are BS. They don't exist in reality, do they?
No, not that I see out there. It's pretty tenuous. And
it's a lie. I mean, when they say we got the lowest unemployment in 17 years, yeah, but you don't count people that have gone beyond their 6 months of unemployment insurance. They're falling off the edge of the cliff. They don't exist.
Right. Well, right before Trump got in office, there, Hannity every night was talking about the 80 million people without a job, and I don't think, you know, so we've knocked out.
Yeah, well, you're talking about people that are disconnected from the
economy. There's still 70 million out there that could be.
Right, we have people disconnected from the economy. They're not even employed in any way, and they're not even considered unemployed because they're off the ranks. In other words, their tally sheets, their books, purposely cook it so you don't even consider people beyond their 6 months of unemployment or people that have stopped looking for work. They're not considered. So I don't buy it for a second. Secondly, I deal with cases every day. I'm a consultant for healthcare all around America and outside that are dying because they can't get functional medicine support. They can't get medical care. They get poor quality care. For example, I had one gentleman in West Virginia. They basically said, hey, you're too old. You're too this and that. We're not going to do anything for you. Sorry. We're not even going to give you a paint-by-numbers chemotherapy or radiation for your cancer. You're done. So we're trying to help the poor man, and he's on a fixed income. But this, in a Western country, advanced country, should not be. I'm a Cohen, and I'm a high medical priest trying to help people. And what I see is a healthcare system that should not have insurance or malpractice or state licensure. It should have health professionals that can...
You know, one of the founders of the Council on Foreign Relations, when he was meeting with the American Malvin group with the World Council of Churches, he said that many of the duties performed by local and national governments can now effectively be carried out only, and that's in his quote, only by international authority, and allow the world to be policed by an international army and navy.
Well, look at what the Pope said last week.
And population movements of nations. So the population movements is an important part of what's happening to us and what's happening to you.
Exactly. And the Vatican last week literally stated, although doing all these other things, including they have a Vatican movie about the Pope talking about how wonderful his ideas are. He's a maniac. He said last week that nobody on earth should have guns and only the United Nations. In other words, remove guns from every nation, every population, except for the UN. That's what he said.
Yep. And he concludes with this quote. He says, the ultimate goal is a duly constituted world government. So he says it just outright. I think Mexico, using immigration and accompanying vans or caravans into our country, is an act of war. And
I think so. We should be taking sanctions against Mexico, because it's their responsibility to make sure these bands don't get across our border and don't get
sanctioned. They help them all the way from Guatemala all the way up to our border. That's an act of war.
Exactly. But, you know, we can take care of these things if we do it properly and humanely, too. And you see the twisting and turning of the snake, left and right side of it. And that's why some of the people around Trump concern me, like John Bolton. We need to have Russia and China there to negotiate trade and fair trade. We need to have a immigration policy so we do have a nation. We need to make sure we don't have a massive immigration of North African and others. And by the way, part of that immigration is caused by climate control, where they've actually increased in the last 25 years the desertification of North Africa and other areas that are Muslim nations to drive them into Europe. This is part of a plan to amalgamate the populations and to break them down socially so that Europe can then have an internal collapse and then fall into the hands of the globalists, because they don't want nation states at all. And you have to understand this is why we have the 5G network with Starlink, which is a SpaceX's plan of people like Mr. Branson and others and Elon Musk. And they want to have up by next year 100 satellites, and by 2020, 800 satellites, with every square inch with high-speed lag-free internet. This is crazy stuff. And the scale of radiation toxins, as well as the control of us through this supernet, is where it's all going. We're literally entering the matrix. People don't get it. In 22 years from now, 2020, the U.S. national ID identification comes in with forced vaccination and very probably chipping, which means you'll receive a chip and a vaccine at the same operation. What do you think?
Yeah, that's true. The other thing that's happening, we've got to remember all the time, it's like the satellite overhead. We've got the Georgia Guidestone protocols, and they are reducing, you know, births. Look at what's happening.
Well, the birth rates dropped this year to the lowest it's ever been
around the world. So you'll be lucky to be here in 7 or 8 years. But if you are, if they feel
well,
survive, you're going to be chipped and harnessed, and you're going to be serving the state.
Well, there's an increase. I just got an email from a lady in Australia, who's a nurse, about the mandatory vaccines in Australia, and they have for both boys and girls, also for colleges, for meningitis, etc. And people don't understand the number of vaccines they intend with the 2020 National ID Program, which was already passed in law during George Bush's year, before even Barack Obama. That vaccine list is up to 271 vaccines for adults, let alone children. Now, you're not going to have a normal body, normal health system, or immunotoxicological system after they vaccinate you. And it's very probable they want to not only chip you, but also have your chip tied to your cell phones and to anything else you're tied to, because they have a virtual model of you as a node. That's what people call in the virtual world program people. They're not called people, they're called nodes. And they have a SIM version of you in cyberspace. This is not imaginary. I'm not making this stuff up. People say, you're just delusional. They go, no, listen. Shut up and listen. This stuff is happening, and it's really close now, because in the next 2 years, they want to start forcing national ID. Now, I don't know if Trump even knows about this, because he's overwhelmed with all the foolishness about Mueller in Iran and everything, in Russia, whatever, Russiagate. But what's really going on here is the New World Order also has people all around Trump that are pushing 5G, which he authorized back in January of this year, being spread everywhere. And he doesn't understand, for example, a lot of things that are going on with manipulations. Look, he's got Michael Bolton. Bolton's a nutball. This guy is not going to negotiate with Russia and China to actually stabilize North Korea. That's why I see North Korea showing cold feet. And Bolton wants the conflict to continue. He doesn't want peace. He wants to continue
the project for a new American century, called for New Pearl Harbor. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's just plain bad news. He's through and through.
Right. And by the way, he doesn't want to solve problems like I have solutions. Every single problem out there, and I find I get very few calls, and I wanted to see if I can diagnose it. The first one is the people that don't call, number one, are not Christians, because if you believe in Christians, God's going to inspire you with solutions. Number two, honesty is the best policy, because with honesty, you can actually find truth. If you don't seek the truth, you can never find a solution. And the third reason is people are afraid. They're afraid that someone like me can exist, where you can ask me a question on literature, anything, geopolitics, astrophysics, oceanography, medicine, anything on earth, and I will give you an answer. They don't think that's possible. And it's possible only from one thing. Number one, God has put me in a lot of places that most people, if they knew what I know, they would commit suicide if they were not a believer. Number two, God's given me unusual physical abilities and mental abilities, but he's also given me supernatural access to information that you need to know is damn truth. And the problem is we're really close to disaster now. We're so close to thermonuclear war or even the entering the matrix with AI and everything. People don't realize how close the human race is to annihilation, do they? When they see what's going on in Northern California, it wasn't just a matter of allowing power companies to cause power corporations to put lines that have smart meters that can actually cause sparks to start fires. They use direct energy weapons to start fires from inside trees and plants inside the center of the plant or tree. And they wanted to burn out Northern California. They have a blocking line in the North Pacific to make sure the Pineapple Express doesn't deliver moisture to the state. This is not just a natural thing like a cycle. This is an unnatural thing that you can see the blocking line from space. What people need to start understanding is it's on purpose that they're catastrophizing California. If they can destroy California and change the culture in this state, they've got America, haven't they?
Well, between the smart meters and they're installing the higher poles now with another device that kind of encompasses a larger view. We are living right now in our own concentration camp. They don't have
right. You don't need to build one where our own home becomes a concentration camp.
Exactly, and they can make us dizzy, unconscious, and
let's put it this way:
according to their own.
Gary, let me fill people in on this. I am the peak of the knowledge of the quantum biophysics of human biology and all living things. I got patents that are pending on it here shortly, on my EGFT frequency. So I can tell you, if I was in the dark side, I could create the most dangerous, long-range, subtle weapons in human history. I'm not going to do it, but I can tell you the government does have a lot of these things. In 1992, when they had an accident with the Pratt Engine Aircraft parts plant, I said, if you don't tell me everything that happened when this accident happened with hydrofluoric acid, you can all drop dead. So they gave me full disclosure on what they were doing, creating collimated terahertz beams, which are sideways frequencies they use in these detectors in airports to scan your body for intra-abdominal or intra-fat, say, bombs and whatever. And they were directing these weapons. They had them. They were built for the Imran Abrams tank and the Apache helicopter. People need to realize the military and DARPA know fully well that scalar radiation is toxic. Now, if you have a 5G network, you can set up a scalar inductive field that can actually cause people to get cancer, get depressed, have insomnia, anxiety attacks.
A turban that's a Faraday cage that I can wear when I go to the market or...
Well, we have those available at Less EMF. If you go to Less EMF, you'll find the clothing links, the links for blocking materials for your walls. You'll see meters. This is not imaginary. This is something you can measure. Now, the problem is people say, well, I want to disagree with you. I said, most people, and you'll notice it on the show, I virtually never get calls. You know why? They're terrified to disagree with Deagle. You know why? Because if you ask a straight-up question and you want to listen from Professor Deagle, I'll tell you the straight-up answer. No matter what it is, even if I don't have the full answer, I'll give you the logical breakdown of what the problem is. But if you disagree with me and you come up with foolish ideas, I'm going to do an intellectual vivisection on air, no matter how advanced your PhDs, your MDs, your political background, whatever, and it's going to get painful. Because the truth is going to set us free, but the mistruth of false secondary people that are out there in the alternative media or the regular media is totally disgusting, even Fox News. Even when I listen to people like, you know, Laura Ingraham from Ingram Angle or Tucker Carlson, some issues they're right on or somewhat on. A lot of issues they're pretty twisted. You don't separate a child from the mother when they come across the border. You put them into civil detention. You don't separate the child from the mama. Number two, you don't allow MS-13 into the country at all, and you certainly don't release them after they're supposed to go to a court date. They should go immediately to a civil detention prison. And if they're bad, they either get deported to our prisons and the cost made to the home country, and if they won't pay the cost, we sanction them with trade effects. So we don't end up paying for billions and billions of dollars for people that are just going to lay on their butt, or they're going to be involved with crime like MS-13, who threatened even local police in New Jersey. These guys need to die. We need to make sure that they realize the violence of the righteous is a hell of a lot worse than the helter-skelter of the wicked. Don't we?
Yep. You can't let the gangs exist. That's it.
We're gonna visit them with something they can't believe in. By the way, if Mr. Kim doesn't show up for his meeting on June 12th, decapitate him and all of his generals. Read the riot act to Putin and to Xi, that they have to negotiate with us trade deals that are fair, reasonable, and put down their weapons of mass destruction and share missile defense systems so we can lay aside the idea of being worried that someday a missile will cause us and our family to blow up in a nuclear cloud of radioactive dust. This needs to end. We don't want this fear hanging over us like Damocles' sword. But it requires a godly people that are fearless to talk to our politicians and tell the truth. That's what it requires. So we're going to do some video on Sunday with all your letters at 1 o'clock Pacific time.
Attention business. Your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.